Brian Lehrer on WNYC and New Jersey Public Radio. And if you check your Twitter feed this morning, if you have one, it is a striking dichotomy. It seems like half the tweets are about violence and bloodshed in Gaza, and the other half are about Twinkies. Now, everyone is trotting out their best Twinkie and ho-ho jokes because Hostess has announced that it is liquidating his business. And this is a story that has big lessons about the state of our economy, labor negotiations, and yes, the American diet, not to mention the more than 18,000 employees set to lose their jobs. So let's talk about it briefly with Rachel Feinzeig of The Wall Street Journal. Rachel, welcome to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Thanks so much for having me.
And since we know that Hostess is an iconic American brand and has sentimental value for many listeners, we'll sprinkle this interview with some interesting facts about the history of the company that brought us Twinkies, Wonder Bread, and the Ding Dongs. But does it mean all those things are now going to disappear?
Not necessarily. We're going to see a liquidation process in bankruptcy that could definitely result in buyers for some of these iconic brands. Hostess has about 30 brands that will be up for grabs, and that includes the names, the graphics, the recipes, everything that goes along with a Twinkie and a Ho-Ho.
In fact, number one, Continental Baking Company, which later developed Hostess as a brand, first entered the snack cake market with their chocolate cupcake in 1919. They claimed it was the first of its kind, although Tasty Cake disputes this. Mm-hmm. Why is the company in such bad shape? Is it something about the way it's run, or is there just less of an appetite for these kinds of junk foods?
I think it's a combination of things. I think changing consumer tastes definitely play into it, but obviously there are other companies that make these sort of treats that are not in this position. This company has a history of labor strife. The CEO, acknowledged to me yesterday that there's a history of mismanagement. There's just lots of issues that have kind of bubbled to the surface, resulting in this strike that we saw kick off last week.
Hostess fact number two, in 1934, a Continental bakery salesman came up with the idea of a cream-filled sponge cake. He named them Twinkies after seeing an ad for Twinkle Toe Shoes in St. Louis, Missouri. Why did the union go on strike this month if they knew the company was on the brink?
They said, they were at the point where, they were well aware that liquidation was the next step that Hostess would be taking, but that the cuts that were being demanded by the company and in the fresh labor deal that Hostess was cleared to impose on the union were just too much, and their people couldn't take it anymore.
And Hostess fact number three, Twinkies were originally banana cream filled, but with import restrictions during World War II, switched to the now familiar vanilla cream. It is really kind of ironic because bananas are just so ubiquitous in the United States these days and so available. But what would a wind down look like? I'm already hearing people say that Hostess is going to go through one of these private equity liquidations that we heard so much about during the election. Is there a Bain Capital type firm that's going to make a bunch of money shutting this company down?
Know about that. I mean, what we're going to see is a piecemeal sale of these assets. The company said they weren't able to get one buyer on board to take the whole thing, but they do have some people who they think are interested in picking up a couple pools of assets. Maybe that means a few plants here, a few plants there. They're hopeful that they can get some buyers on board who might want to continue to operate some of these assets as a going concern.
The current owners are actually called Silver Point Capital and Monarch Alternative Capital. That's who actually controls Hostess, right?
Yes, those are the lenders in control.
So they sound like, they sound like what they sound like. I'll just throw in one Hostess fact number four for good measure. Ding Dongs were introduced in 1967. They were called Big Wheels and King Dons on the East Coast, so as not to confuse them with Ring Dings made by Drake's Cakes. But in 1998, Continental bought Drake's, and now the Hostess brand is Ding Dongs nationwide. So there was a junk food cream filled cake conglomerate at some point, huh?
Yep.
So there we go, a little bit on the liquidation of Hostess, now announced, from Rachel Feinzeig of The Wall Street Journal. Rachel, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.